Please be comfortable if possible, settling into what is, whatever is happening. Just as if we would suddenly have the chance to notice what the weather is like. Outside, we can have the chance to notice what the weather is like inside. If there are strong currents, or peaceful currents or temperatures, a mixture. Single obsession or many directions, exhaustion, quiet. Maybe as we start to get arrived, anyone who wishes could just have in the back of our minds, if there's something that we've gotten tired of, that we feel we're done with, or we'd like to be done with. And if you wish, feeling in your body, where do you feel what going on when you tune into a sense of being tired of trying so hard, or the inner critic, for example. Tired of pressure, tired of shame, tired of dryness or overwhelm. Or feeling uncomfortable in your skin, not liking yourself, whatever it might be. Sometimes when we're tired of something, it's partly that we're tired of thinking that that's something wrong with me. And other times, it's not so much about how I think I should be, but some kind of more felt sense of really being tired, being done with a pattern. Not because I think I should be done with it. Not because thinking of myself that way is kind of insulting, but really being tired of it. Really tired of pretending, for example. Really tired of not sleeping enough, for example. Really tired of being tired. For example. And could it be interesting to understand or play with the possibility that that feeling tired of being tired, for example, could be the beginning of a new road towards being rested? Being tired of shame, perhaps, could be like really feeling tired of shame. Could be starting to let it dawn on us that shame doesn't work, doesn't fit. and that maybe there's another way. Being really tired of fighting in a relationship could be a dawning towards another way of relationship. So if you wish, just for a few moments, feeling that really tired of, not a self-criticism, me looking at myself and thinking that's not right, I should improve, but really feeling tired of something. That the feeling tired is part of an awakening, perhaps. That there's something of intelligence or contact with reality when we can really feel tired of something that doesn't fit or belong anymore. Really tired of wanting something to be different. Really tired of that wanting, that sense that something's missing or wrong. Almost like an animal that swum into some piece of plastic that's now pinching. We start to realize maybe that sense that something's wrong is what doesn't belong, and not me that doesn't belong. And then perhaps resting into your body. Dropping the reflection, especially if it was involving some thinking and imagining. And what would it be like to kind of rest into your body, like a warm, slow waterfall down into the back of your body, arriving silently and slowly? Slipping right in, fitting just so well, like a hand in a glove. Or like water into a sponge. Slipping like a waterfall into the back of your body, arriving silently. As if allowing the cells of your body in the back of your body to fill with life, like a sponge filling with water. And even when there are distractions, we can get the feeling that there's not much work to do because the cells are already sensing themselves. And we can join in with that living stream. Just to notice and allowing that the cells already sense themselves. Are already alive. Perhaps allowing the body to rest into the ground, and perhaps a sense that the back gets wider and longer. As if for a while we could see from the back of our body in a really quiet way that can happen sometimes when we wake up from a nap before we remember all the things we wanted to do or think are going wrong. In a quiet, fresh, childlike kind of way, as if we could see from the back of our body. Letting the world be, coming alive in the back. Almost transparent to the world in our back. Perhaps the breathing in your back like a slow pulse of life. And perhaps just resting with the back, perhaps the breathing movements in your back and the ground. Allowing a sense of perhaps a widening, lengthening back. a transparency or openness in your back to what's behind. And if you have, in the sense of just the streaming life experience, a sense of permission to be here as you are, and a very deep permission to really love what you love in life, whether that has a name or doesn't have a name, or just the fact of loving, or being open, enjoying being open, or enjoying loving. How does it feel just being open in the way that sometimes can happen naturally? When our guards are off duty for a while, we're not too worried about what we're thinking. And there's a body breathing here. And there's some presence about this body here, breathing. Sometimes it happens that we can relax enough. Here is a body breathing, and here is a presence that comes about with this body. And the thinking and the stories are not so important right now. There's ground and breath and a living quality. And we're allowed to fall inward. We're allowed to love. Allowed to be open to a deepest stream of life. Of something beyond the known. And if that happens, it can be interesting to just feel how it feels in your body, to be open to the streaming life, to be open to the living quality, to be open to loving what you love. If you love being in nature, then what is that experience of being in nature like in your body or in sensations? If you love resting, then what does resting feel like? And what does being allowed to love resting feel like? If you love people, then what is that loving people What does it feel like in your body or in sensations? Warmth or coolness or both, fluidity or stillness or both, and so on. With innocence, getting to know what it feels like. Familiar with our perhaps most intimate space. What is important, what we love, and being allowed inwardly to love what we love, to value what we find important, to enjoy that experience of kind of opening the tap and letting that love stream through. A 100%, perhaps. As if there's a deep inner pool that if we could, if we felt allowed, we would love to dip into that pool, that inner pool. We would love to be fresh with that water and what does that feel like through memory or through finding your way there just now. And is there a word or image that comes that's helpful to resonate with that permission and enjoyment of loving what you love, or dipping into the innermost pool. Of what makes life worth living. What is the sweet spot? The sweetest depth. And sometimes it can feel refreshing. We can feel fresh from considering what we love most or what we find important, from dipping into the innermost pool or sweet spot. And sometimes we could allow that to melt us so that it's more like we become that pool, that liquid. That groundwater. And from there, if and when that someday may happen, perhaps now, perhaps another time, from that kind of liquid center, loving what we love, is there a longing or a wish for our world? Or can we allow just the kind of presence or fragrance of loving what we love? To radiate, to spread out in all directions, above, below, and all around. And if it's a simple day where there's the ground and the back breathing and the cells feeling themselves, perhaps also a sense of that simplicity radiating, offering itself, relieving and refreshing the cells of our body and spreading out. The fragrance of simplicity and freshness. Gently and humbly in all directions, above, below, and all around. May our practice and lives be devoted to what's most important and precious in this life, towards awakening for all.